Here at the AgCareers.com Ag HR Roundtable, I'm speaking with Eric Spell, who is president of AgCareers.com. And Eric, we had the opening session yesterday, heard from a couple of people from here at Purdue, as well as one of your sponsors, ADM, and wanted to just get your thoughts on how registration is this year and how the ninth annual roundtable is going.
Oh, it's very exciting, Cindy. Yesterday, to have 145 plus attendees come on the first day. It wasn't until a couple of years ago that we started the event on Monday afternoon, and that has been a success. And so today we'll have approximately 190 for today. And the overall theme yesterday was one concern about the skilled professional shortage that we have within our industry and bringing light to attention. We tend to focus on the four-year degree programs, and that's very important, but we need to take some interest in our community college system as well and what we can do within the ag community to bring light to the students within those schools.
As far as attendees, you have quite a few first-timers here.
Yeah, I mean, what companies have begun to do over the last couple of years is they've seen the value of coming, and as opposed to sending one or two, some companies are sending three and even four and even five attendees. So we do have 90 employers represented, which is by far the most we've had. That's probably 25 companies over previous year. So we're excited to have the newcomers and multiple people from different positions within same organization.
Well, the dean of the College of Agriculture and the director of the Agriculture and Food Business Center here at Purdue both talked about the value of partnerships between the higher education, especially, and corporations, and I think we're seeing a lot of that here. This really exemplifies that.
Well, that's one of the root objectives of the event. No one organization or employer can do this on their own. We have to work together within the industry to bring light to the issues and constraints that we have to retaining talent, recruiting talent in the agricultural industry. So we're very pleased that this event is a conduit to forming partnerships among groups to create synergy around our efforts.
The representative from ADM talked about, as you mentioned, the need for skilled labor. And, you know, we do focus a lot on executives and that kind of people within the industry. But she really noted the lack of, we've got, a million jobs unfilled in skilled labor. And you mentioned that AgCareers.com has quite a few of those jobs on your site and that kind of thing. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about, you know, what kind of jobs are we talking about there when we talk about skilled labor?
Well, skilled labor would be custom applicators within the agronomy sector. Skilled labor would be service technicians within the farm equipment industry. There's a lot of GPS positions out there in the equipment industry. There's also some agronomist roles and research positions are actually skilled labor positions, and people don't look at that, but they're skilled trade positions, they're valued, and sometimes they even paid more than a four-year degree. So it's surprising. There's a lot of positions out there. There's probably 700 skilled trade positions on our site. In total, we have 2,300 jobs on the site. So a third of the jobs on our site would be skilled professional-related positions.
And you talked a little bit about what can we do to really attract people to that, because they're, you know, as important as the executives in the agribusiness sector.
I think we've got to give high school and even middle school teachers some tools to bring light. Our site is a good example. We have a teacher's toolkit that we give to teachers within the ag classes and even the science classrooms within high schools and middle schools. So we have to get engaged together and respond to when high school and even middle school administrators ask us and invite us as employers to come on campus and tell about these positions, because if not, they get lost and they're not known about.
All right, very good. Eric, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just thank you for everybody being here, and those that are interested can go on our site following the event. We'll have a post-event summary called the Roundtable Roundup, and I'd encourage everybody to, if they've missed this year, to read that.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Here at the Ag HR Roundtable and at Purdue University, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.